Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And also, don't forget to check out the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that is ageofthecustomer.com. You can read all about the book there and get an idea for what I say in the book and find out how to buy the book. All the different ways, ebook, hard copy, autographed copy, whatever you like. We've got it right there at ageofthecustomer.com. Don Cooper is our guest. Don is the president of the Sales Heretic. He and I are talking about profit. Don, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please.
My pleasure, Jim. It's doncooper.com.
All right. Just like it sounds. And you can find out all the things that he does and all the ways he speaks to and trains organizations to have the most... the maximum opportunity to be successful, especially in the area of taking customers, especially in the area of profitability, which is what Don and I are talking about now, and the relationship between price and profit too, right, Don?
Yep.
So, yeah. Okay, in the last segment we talked about the fact that for some reason people have it in their head that profit is a bad thing, which is totally wrong, and profit, Don, for a business is not only not evil, it is essential. What people need to understand, Don, is if you like your dry cleaner, if you like your hardware store, if you like your supermarket, if you don't allow those people to make a profit, they're not going to be available to you before very long. What do you think?
Exactly. And if you, as a business owner, don't charge enough for what you sell, you're not going to stay in business very long. And that's a big, big problem for a lot of business owners, because very often they have this belief that profit is bad in the back of their head. Often they're not even aware of it. And if you believe that profit is evil, or at best a necessary evil, you're not going to make it.
That's right.
When I talk to business owners and I tell them to raise their prices, I get pushback. And one of the reasons for that pushback is guilt. They feel guilty about charging more for their product or service. And that guilt comes from this idea that profit is somehow bad. And it really comes down to they don't understand what profit really is.
If you have the attitude that profit is bad, please, please do not run a small business. Please clock in tomorrow, and don't, if you're thinking about starting a business and you're in any way conflicted about profit, please don't start a business tomorrow. I promise you, you'll thank me later, because otherwise until you can assume a healthy, positive attitude toward profit, you will not be successful in business. What do you think, Don?
I think that's true. And so it's critical that if you are a business owner or want to become a business owner, that you understand what profit really and truly is. Profit is the difference between what you're charging for your product or service and the value somebody else is getting from it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you know, Don, today with so much so much available today online, with what things cost, there's no such thing as evil profit anymore, because whatever you want to buy, somebody is going to sell it cheaper, whatever
right.
you price it at. So you can't fight that price war. You know, that's something I've talked about on the show for many years now, Don. The price war is over and small business lost.
Right.
So there's no sense in even fighting that war. It's over. If you can't charge the price, if you can't get the gross profit that you need to stay in business and collect and get that from your customers, if you can't show them that the price that you're charging that you have to have to stay in business, if you can't show them that that is justified by what you do for them, then you've got a bad business model, and it's not profit's fault. It's your business model's fault.
Exactly. Profit is merely a reflection of the value people place on what you do. So if people love your product or service, they will pay a lot for it, and you can get a lot of profit from it. If people mm-hmm. don't like what you do, they're not going to buy it, even if there's no profit there. So profit is really the reward for taking care of customers, for making them happy, for giving them something that they want. And the happier you make them, the more profit you can make, mm-hmm. which is an important thing to understand. You can make profit.
Well, see, this is what I try to help people understand is, as a small business, everybody's not your prospect. Only certain profile of person, of customer, is a prospect for you. And
exactly.
But when you find those people who really, really want what you sell, what you do, they're going to be willing to pay you a little bit more because they really you're more convenient for them, or they like
or
the fact that
quality,
you say their name,
right?
Or whatever it might be, and
you
they're willing to pay
location.
You a little more. You need to find more people like that, right?
Right.
And charge them what you have to charge them.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to fight the price war.
Yeah. You're never going to win a price war. So you have to find some other things to compete on. What do you do particularly well, or what do you do differently than your competitors? Mm-hmm. What gives you an edge in the marketplace?
Don, I'm going to take a quick break, folks. And when Don Cooper and I come back, we're going to talk about the relationship between profit and cash. Because this is where a lot of small businesses get upside down on profit, is they're chasing cash flow. They're already undercapitalized, and they're chasing cash flow, and they wind up hurting themselves from a profitability standpoint. DonCooper.com is Don's website. He and I will be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.